Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the online provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. Today is your episode for Monday, November 19th. Now, over the weekend, LeBron and the Lakers, they had back-to-back games Saturday and Sunday. The first game on Saturday didn't turn out quite as expected by LA. They traveled to Orlando. They end up kind of being upset in the game that kind of shocked a lot of people. Came out to an early lead, then played absolutely no defense in quarters two and three before trying to get back in it, but it was too late once the fourth quarter hit. But the main thing we want to talk about is after the game. After the game, some reporters caught up with LeBron and they asked him about potentially trying to sign Carmelo Anthony, and this is what he had to say.
Carmelo and Lakers, is it possible?
Huh?
Carmelo and Lakers, thoughts? Is it possible?
I have no idea, to be honest. That's not a question to ask me. Right now, we have 15 roster spots, right? We don't even have a roster spot open right now, so that's not a question for myself.
Thank you, LeBron, despite.
So based off of his answer, it's pretty clear that the Lakers probably won't be signing Carmelo Anthony. We all know, regardless of what LeBron wants to say, we all know he's going to make a lot of the decisions when it comes to the front office. Yes, he's not the sole decider in the organization anymore, but they're still going to ask him whether or not they want to bring in a player like Carmelo Anthony. And basically, what LeBron said was just a nice way of saying, nah, we're good. We don't really need Carmelo Anthony at this point. And I would definitely have to agree. Even though they did lose to Orlando, the Lakers have been playing very, very good basketball. 7-2 in their last couple of games. I think they need to keep going with the way they're going, keep the lineup the way it is. Then the Lakers are finding very good success. I don't think they have to go ahead and get a Carmelo Anthony, who I do think can kind of hamper them a little bit down the road. Then the Lakers are good right where they are. Now on Sunday, right after that interview, LeBron James bounced back, and he bounced back in an amazing way. His first win back in Miami since he left Miami in 2014, and he finished with 51 points. Yes, 51 points from the King, an amazing performance. And on top of that, made 6 of 8 from the three-point line, had 8 rebounds. LeBron, once again, doing everything out there on the court. Really couldn't be stopped. And then how fitting it was that his last basket was from 3 after Lance Stephenson dared him. You would not shoot a 3 at the end of the game, and LeBron James, he shot a 3 from deep at the end of the game to get to 51 points. 16 years in the league, 51 points. LeBron still going strong, an amazing performance, and things at this point I think are starting to look good for LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. But that is everything that we have for today's episode. As usual, if you'd like to stay connected, make sure you go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from. And keep it locked to CLNSmedia.com for all your latest news on NBA basketball. I'm Devin Lloyd. I'll see you on Wednesday. Peace.